Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Caitlin Unger from our newsroom joins us, and I cannot see your beautiful face because the damn TV screen between us. It's so weird.
It is. It's right between us.
I can see you better when you're out in the newsroom. What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm just not tall enough.
Just nudge it. Just give us a push my way. Just there you go. Push it my way, and hey,
oh, yeah.
How's that? There you go.
Oh, look at that.
That's Maz. That's Maz there, by the way. Yeah.
Blind date scenario.
There's a lot going
what's
on.
Behind door number three?
In the studio.
Winner, winner.
Caitlin Unger from our newsroom. You got some news this morning that you're reporting on. Now, what we're saying is we don't know if this is directly linked to the vaccine. Is this true for COVID?
Yeah, that's right. So a Lake Macquarie woman, she sadly died in hospital, and she had blood clots, and she had received believed to have received the AstraZeneca vaccine on Friday of last week. So what they're trying to determine now is it a horrible coincidence, or is this actually linked? So I think a really important thing to point out at this stage is that we still don't know. We have to let the federal health authorities, the TGA, do their testing to try and work out what's happened. So I've got a really good bit of audio here from Seven. This is Professor Paul Griffin, who's an infectious diseases expert, and he's explaining a bit about the difference between the blood clots with ordinary blood clots and then these specific ones that can come about in rare circumstances from the AstraZeneca jab.
With the clotting syndrome with AstraZeneca, it typically occurs between days 4 and 20. And my understanding is that this occurred quite quickly after this person was potentially vaccinated. So at this stage, seems less likely, but of course an investigation will happen.
Well, isn't that frustrating then when we are a media outlet, but you see, you look up, like you said before, Madge, you look at the TV and they're running big headlines.
This is vaccine death.
Vaccine death, and we don't even have the full story yet.
That's right. And it's really difficult because, you know, we want to be able to keep people up to date, obviously, but it is important that we don't jump to conclusions with it. And that's something that the PM reiterated last night, that this is just something that we need to wait for. Let's not jump the gun here.
And there might be adverse reactions in different people when they get a vaccine.
Mm.
But here's the other thing is there are thousands of vaccines that have been delivered safely and people have not had any adverse reactions and they've gotten on with their lives and they're really healthy, and those numbers aren't being reported. So if there was a side-by-side comparison, yes, this is really sad. And if it is a vaccine-related incident, then that needs to definitely be, I think, unpacked and explained. But if you saw the numbers side by side, I just think we're really highlighting one side of the argument with really intense headlines like vaccine death when we don't know if that's the case. Mm. So my advice to everybody is to just inform yourselves with the right information when it's available before you make your personal choice on what you want to do.
Yeah, that's right. And we've had that reiterated this morning from the Premier as well, in that the AstraZeneca jab, it is perfectly safe for people over the age of 50. That's the new advice. And so that's what we need to be following. That's
what we're going to do.
It doesn't take much, though, does it? Like, someone will see that and go, well, I'm not getting the jab
100%.
Anytime soon. And I'll be honest and say I'm guilty of that. Like, I'll see, even that being a chance that it's linked, I go, well, that's enough for me to sit back another couple of months and wait.
And you're not
alone.
Whether
that's right or wrong, I don't know. But to hear that, you just go, oh, poor.
It makes you nervous.
It makes you nervous. 100%. It makes you
nervous. It's our body that we're talking about here. And when there's no, like, empirical evidence that what's going to happen 10 years after we all get these vaccines, we don't know.
We don't.
This is the biggest human research experiment that's ever been conducted.
Yeah.
And we're all participants in some way or another.
We all just have to, I guess, rely on the fact that, you know, the biggest battle we're facing is being able to control COVID, is being able to get back to a more normal sense of normality.
Yeah,
normal
of course.
Sense of normality.
That's pretty normal.
Making
the normal
a lot of sense.
And you're a newsreader, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, look, I'm good with words. But yes, that's the major challenge that we're facing, and there's no way that we can be looking at travelling to other parts of the world for our businesses to be recovering with international trade. until we get this vaccination levels up to where they need to
be. Very, very quickly, because I know we have to go to the break, but what does it mean for the rollout? Has there been any talk about, does this halt the rollout of the vaccine because they have to investigate this?
Not at this stage. There's been no talk about halting that. The only information we have this morning about potential changes to the rollout is the fact that with the Pfizer vaccine, they're now saying that we may need a third dose of that.
Third. So more and more.
That's the other news this morning. But that's in conversations with it being a more regular vaccine that we have, just like we have the flu vaccine.
The flu vaccine.
Sure. Caitlin Unger from the newsroom. Thank you.
Thanks so much,
lovely.
Guys.
Thanks.